You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CSK News, Pam speaks with the Executive Director of the Public Library Interlink Federation about an upcoming event this evening. Stay tuned for that. But first, yesterday marked the 93rd Remembrance Day in Canada, and droves attended ceremonies at cenotaphs across the region. Today, in case you missed it, here are sounds from the Smithers Remembrance Day ceremony.
Thank you for gathering on this 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month for a solemn and sacred act of remembrance. We remember fallen soldiers and the serving, those who deployed never to return home, and those who returned home but would never be the same. We fall silent once more to reflect on the sacrifice of so many, which has purchased the peace and freedom we enjoy. In the words of Sir Robert Borden, our 8th Prime Minister, let us never forget the solemn truth that our nation is not constituted of the living alone. Those who serve this nation, whether in peace or war, have served it and continue to serve it without thought of themselves. There is this peculiar distinction belonging to soldiers. They willingly enter conflict out of which they themselves gain nothing. They give everything they have, even their lives, so others may live. The voices of fallen soldiers and the prayer and plea of veterans this day is that the tasks of peace are performed in that same spirit of self-sacrifice and devotion. King Charles, speaking in Berlin, spoke of remembrance in these terms. We can never reconcile ourselves to the horrors of the past as simply the events of another age, distant and disconnected from our present lives. Nor can any of us assume that they are someone else's burden to bear. The searing relevance of the past to the present day and to our future makes it our solemn and shared responsibility to ensure that heartbreaking lessons are learned and heeded by each successive generation. So let us be clear. Remembrance Day presents us with a choice. The contributions of Canadian soldiers can be relegated to the battlegrounds of long ago and honored one day a year, or, to coin a phrase, we can embrace their legacy of peace, freedom, respect, kindness, tolerance, and honor as our values inheritance. Like any inheritance, our values inheritance needs to be managed. To be very intentional about that effort brings the sacrifice of Canadian soldiers to present and future tense. So to translate that sentiment in personal terms, seek out opportunities for service. It means and feels differently to all of us, but its commonality is about the greater good and putting others, our communities, and our nation before ourselves. It's about supporting and lifting other people. And most profoundly, it is about providing hope. If you are having some down moments in these times of adversity, it's okay to be skeptical, but let skepticism be your companion and not your captor. In other words, you can still compromise without compromising your values. Amid so much that is fractious and divisive on the world stage, much of what we cherish, much of what we value, our priceless inheritance purchased by soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice, has been called into question. What rights do women have to make decisions about their own bodies? What makes for free and fair trade agreements to benefit the financial health of nations? What rights do nations have in their efforts to protect their own sovereignty? Desmond Tutu, the late Anglican Archbishop of South Africa, and a powerful voice against the cruel and discriminatory policies of apartheid, reminds us, if you remain neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. The real questions and issues of our time have surely placed a premium and new urgency on managing our values inheritance and managing it well. Remaining neutral is not an option. My wife and I share a favorite hymn, On Eagle's Wings. Its refrain paints a powerful picture of God's intimate love and care. And he will raise you up in eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. On this most unforgettable day of the year, may God continue to hold our fallen in the palm of his hand. May his grace shower upon all of you. And may he continue to bless this great nation of Canada and all who in the spirit of self-sacrifice seek new and creative ways to uphold her values. And for these gifted opportunities, we can repeat that time-honored refrain, We will remember them. We will remember them.
That was Padre Douglas Campbell speaking at the Smithers Cenotaph yesterday. Coming up next, Pam's conversation with the executive director of the Public Library Interlinks Federation.
Living in rural, remote, or even northernly towns, cities, and villages in BC sometimes mean you can miss out on unique cultural events that tend to populate bigger cities. The Public Library Interlink Federation is working to remove the barrier of distance and city versus rural mentality when it comes to their author series, which they call BC Libraries Presents. Each year, the BC Library Federation chooses a theme and authors whose work reflect that theme. In 2023, the theme was climate change, and this year the theme is Indigenous Voices. I'm speaking with the executive director of that federation to speak about a virtual event happening tonight, which is free, fun, educational, and interactive. It's an author talk from Jessica Johns, author of CBC's 2024 Best Book Award, Bad Cree. You can catch the talk online and get a copy of the novel at a library near you.
My name is Leanne Palmer, and I'm the executive director of the Public Library Interlink Federation.
Can you tell me what the aim of the Interlibrary Connect Federation is?
Interlink offers a space and a venue for collaboration across the 18 public libraries in the Lower Mainland, Sea to Sky area, as well as the Sunshine Coast. So we really focus on figuring out ways to collaborate, ways to confront common challenges, and then working across the public library system in British Columbia to figure out ways to help communities and make sure that public libraries are meeting the needs of every individual and community across our province.
What are some of those needs that are being communicated with you that you're finding are needed in libraries? And my focus is remote and rural libraries. What are you finding that they're communicating they need?
Services need sustainable funding. And this is particularly true in rural and remote communities where you don't have the same tax base. And usually it's the tax base that funds your public library. That being said, rural communities and public libraries serving them are tight-knit. They get that direct input from people who are visiting, people who are using the local library, and they have a different level of commitment. It is strong. It's something that's pretty special. So we really see those needs. Because the funding is not as strong as some of the large urban libraries, that collaboration that library federations like my own tend to provide really does give support to local libraries. And so we're happy to do that, happy to serve as that connector, enabling individual libraries to do more because they're doing it together.
Okay. And I guess wondering what that actually looks like, if that's sharing programming or like physical resources. Could you go a little more specifically with what that partnership looks like?
Sure. Sometimes it's sharing expertise in small libraries where maybe you have 1 to 5 people working on staff, and we sometimes have that. Another way is programming, definitely. So in-person programming during the summers, all the libraries across the province participate in the summer reading program. That's really aimed at children, making sure that they keep reading over the summers when they're not in school, expose them to the wonders of books and reading, and keep families engaged too, supporting that literacy and that development of literacy skills.
Now, it's funny because libraries have become such a community hub, but truly one of the main focuses is exposing people to new ideas through the written word. So I guess, can you tell me a little bit about how Interlink connects authors with communities as well?
Sure. So we're really excited about this new initiative called BC Libraries Present. So it is a collaboration between all 72 public libraries in BC. And for the past 2 years, what we've been doing is selecting three authors whose books inspire thought and energy and conversation. And it's all online. So we're on our second series this year. In 2003, we offered three talks with authors who focused on climate. And we were still reeling from a really tough year of forest fires. And so we thought that critical conversation is something that everyone, whether you're part of a small rural community in the north or whether you're in the lower mainland, could really participate in and learn from. And so now we're on our second series, and we are focusing on Indigenous voices this time around.
That's a really nice segue into speaking about the upcoming author, BC Libraries Present author and book, which is Jessica Johns, author of Bad Cree. So, because CICK News airs in Smithers, but also speaks to a larger portion of the North, how can people find this? And why was Jessica the right author for this next series?
Bad Cree, the book that she'll be speaking about, was selected for the 2024 edition of Canada Reads and won of CBC's Best Book of the Year awards. It's a really great book. So, in Bad Cree, the main character, Mackenzie, has moved to Vancouver from her community in Treaty 8 territory in northern Alberta. And this was just following the death of a family member. And she begins to have these strange dreams, and they're dreams of the woods back in her home. And oddly, she starts to bring pieces of the dream back with her, including physical objects. So she has to return home to her family, to her community, in order to understand what's happening to her and what to do next. And it's a wonderful book. It's gothic. It fits that fall mood. It's about loss and regret and greed, community, and the importance of family. So I think that can speak to so many of us.
When can people and how can people watch this great author's talk?
Sure, yes. So it is purely online. So maybe you're a mother with small children and getting out of the house at night is impossible. Or maybe the weather is bad and driving on the roads to a library program in the evening is not great. So you can access this online. If you Google BC Library Presents, you'll get links to access it. It's through a platform called Crowdcast. You'll have to register with your email, but that's it. The talk is on November 12th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, so 7:30 p.m. Mountain, if anyone from that time zone is listening. And it's a really great offering. There's some chat that happens on the side, so you can ask questions of the author. And there's something pretty special about someone in Surrey asking a question right after someone in Haida Gwaii. These conversations really do touch everyone.
Well, Leanne, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, Pamela. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
About CICK, visit us at smithersradio.com. Yeah, .com.